Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, it's the Talk Radio Review on the air. The DJV group, the DJV gang, the DJV posse. Over the years, Jennifer, how many words have we used to express or to try to wrap ourselves around the members of the group as it got bigger, even?
I'm going to say at least hundreds, maybe thousands.
Maybe that. Thank you for that.
You are the epitome of Wordle.
Yes. It's Jennifer Horn here along with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner to go through the charts for the week of February the 21st to the 25th. According to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, you can find these charts if you're interested in just seeing the list and sort of referencing it at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. So we know, I guess we've got 10, but pretty much there's one or two, maybe three. As I look at the situation, the three biggest stories are probably what we'll spend our time on. I like to sort of spread it around. I don't like to do it the same way every week as we go through. Sometimes I go through the story, sometimes the people list. But by the time we're done, you'll have a good overview of what has been talked about on most of the news talk stations, not necessarily what we've talked about on the DJV program this week. And for those of you who listen to the program, the 2 hours of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and the review, the discussion takes place with the DJV people that you can hear if you want. Either find a station or you can go to djvshow.com. Follow us there either on the regular time the program is on, or there are podcasts that are there every day and every way at djvshow.com. All right, so ladies, number one item of the week, as you can imagine, is the invasion of Ukraine. Is it really an invasion? Is it really a war? Is it so much?
I think if you asked Ukraine, they would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Definitely.
So how do we measure when you say is are there people that are civilians getting killed in the streets?
Yeah, as we do this program, and it will air throughout the weekend, civilians have taken up arms, and they are fighting the Russian military in Kyiv. I mean, it's mm-hmm. possible that when this program airs, that Ukraine is no more. I mean, this is real, and they've armed 18,000 citizens over the last 24 hours, and they have told them that Molotov cocktails are legal, and they're recommending that citizens fill up glass jars with gasoline, light them on fire, and throw them at the Russians, because that is where they are right now. And
so
it's a war.
Get away. How does
because no one wants to engage them in World War III, you know, and sanctions are not enough.
Why does it have to be World War III? Why is it, you think, that they all want to destroy themselves? Is Putin that much off his rocker? We all thought, I think, he was fairly sane.
Not crazy at all. Putin is very smart, but he has plans to redevelop the USSR. That is what he wants his legacy to be. And we as the global community in our country have allowed him, once again, allowed China to play us. China and Russia are in bed together. China has provided him backup assistance to avoid the sanctions. They're helping bankroll this. They're providing him alternatives if he's pulled off the world banking system. None of this matters to him. And so, you know, you need someone crazy enough to say, you know what, I'm going to bomb Moscow. And if they say that they're going to bomb Moscow, maybe he shuts up. Maybe he backs off. But there's a possibility that he goes into Poland. And if he does, or more likely, probably the Baltic states. And if he goes into the Baltic states, that is going to be a problem, because then those are NATO countries. Yeah. And you're going to have NATO forces defending them against Russia.
Right.
And that's
a madman.
Yep.
But then he's a madman.
He's really not. I think that's.
But he's going to destroy himself, because there isn't anybody who survives another war.
All he cares about is legacy. All he cares about is rebuilding the USSR in
somebody
some ways.
Then there ought to be a group of snipers in as close as they can get to him and shoot him, kill him. That's
you
what
know,
needs
in some
to
ways,
happen.
Well, what's interesting is that when we talk about extreme Islamic terror, which used to be our greatest threat, right, after 9-11, mm-hmm. we would talk about that, and we'd say you can't deal with this like a regular war. You have to deal with this as an ideology, and I think to some extent, and it kind of hit me yesterday, Vladimir Putin is an ideology. He has an ideology about what he wants to see that is more important to him than anything else, but the scary thing about Vladimir Putin is he does have that geopolitical element as well. He's got landmass, and he's collecting more by the day. Ukraine is a country of 40 million people. It's the second largest country in Europe, and that's going to be his, or may already be his.
But then, at the end of the day, so let's say he lives another 10, 12, 14, 15 years. There's nobody, he's not groomed anybody. There's nobody behind him. So I suppose the other side of it is what's to keep him from what the Ukrainians then decide to declare their independence when somebody pops Putin. No, I just don't, I'm having a hard time.
So you think it ends with Putin, is what you're saying? You think, it doesn't, it's not like North Korea where they'll just pop up another relative or family member or whatever?
No, because there aren't any relatives. And there's nobody there that anybody knows who's the second lieutenant. He's such an egomaniac. He doesn't have anybody around him that the West knows about.
Yeah. But he's got a lot of followers. I mean, think about the country of Russia. So much of what his press conferences are and the way they use their propaganda, it's to influence the masses.
Yeah, but
that's where his power is.
Yeah, but he doesn't have, that may be, but he doesn't have any bench strength. It isn't like even with the families in North Korea. Yeah, but let's hope, let me put it that way, that our CIA and other intelligence, the MI5 and MI6 or whatever is there, and others like the Mossad know who's there that would be a backup to Putin. I'm not saying let him have his way. As a matter of fact, what I'm saying is, maybe as verbally, vocally as possible, this send over the Delta Force or the SEAL team, the same ones that killed Osama bin Laden and have been responsible for lots of stuff like that, and kill him. Because
I'm
with
sure
him,
that's been talked about. I don't know. I mean, like I had said yesterday or earlier in the week when we were talking about this on the DJV show, you know, in the world community, even though we know that it's a corrupt election, he's still technically a publicly elected official. And, typically the NATO alliances don't really go in and just somebody who's been elected.
Isn't it time we break the rules? He's broken the rules. Do the same thing. We send over the drones and kill the leaders of various organizations that don't like us. We've done that. We did it recently.
I think
so. Why can't we do the same thing here?
Well, there's a risk. Number one, he's backed up by President Xi. So then are you going to go in and drop a bomb on him?
Yep.
And then if you do it, that's a declaration of war. And does that mean that somebody's going to drop a bomb on the White House? And is then Biden offed? Is Emmanuel Macron offed? You know, I mean, that's really what you think about when you attack a leader, as Victoria mentioned, someone who is recognized as elected, despite how the elections go, that means it's fair season. So then do they not like our presence? So then they go,
guerrilla warfare. It's different. There are different standards there. But again, like Doug said, maybe
with militaries.
Maybe we will change the rules. I don't know.
Rules. Putin has changed the rules. And he's so brazen about it. He just had a phone call with Biden, less than 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, whenever it was. Maybe even, was it last weekend? It was pretty recently that they had a 1 hour or more conversation when Biden was trying to convince him to not do what he was going to do. There's not much convincing. When you look at a personality, I'd love to have a shrink on the program at some point in time to actually analyze Putin's his personality and what it is about him. I'd like to know what his astrology chart looks like so you know how far he's willing to go. At this point, it seems like he's... And I would think the Russian people would, when they look at the death of how many soldiers, because there'll be soldiers that'll be killed here.
Sure, yeah.
If he wasn't really elected, if he says, vote for me or I'll kill you, then there's got to be some sort of sentiment in Russia.
There are protests and there's opposition. Russia. That's why Alexei Navalny got as far as he did. He came close to, you know, he's certainly the most internationally recognized person who has challenged Putin. And we know what happened. He got poisoned. He almost died. And now he's rotting away in a Russian prison. But, you know, 1,700 people were arrested in Moscow and St. Petersburg for protesting this war. So, I mean, it's that 1,700 doesn't sound like a whole lot, but, you know, as this
they're
is
brave.
Getting more and more, yeah, they're very brave. And as this is getting more and more intense, you know, maybe we'll see more of an uprising within Russia. But,
and that will be, honestly, that is the only thing that will stop it. And, you know, I almost find it kind of like insulting with the world community's reaction. I mean, you can say a lot of things, and yeah, sanctions, maybe it's even too late for the sanctions. Russia's already avoided them and side-skirted them, and they're willing to take the loss. And Vladimir Putin hasn't even been personally sanctioned, which I think is a huge mistake from our country. I think we should have done that first and foremost, make it hurt for him personally. But it's almost insulting as you got people living in a subway bomb shelter, like trying to create bomb shelters for themselves, and they're turning, you know, buildings blue and yellow in Ukrainian solidarity. I mean, it's just, it's so little. It's so little that we're doing. And
this
I just,
is 2022. It just seems with all of the media, the news media, and the sort of regular media, with all the focus and all the attention, is this all it takes? Have we all, the rest of us, cowered down to the point where there's some little punk like Putin? We're gonna, instead of calling him Pukin Putin, we'll call him Putin the Punk. That he can muster up all the forces and put this together, and these guys, there are those people who are theorizing that this has been a strategy of China as they want to disrupt the entire world so that they can take over, starting with COVID. COVID started this whole thing, disrupted and upended the world, and now you see...
I mean, this is going to cripple us. This war, you know, for people who say that it doesn't matter about, you know, it doesn't matter, it's just Ukraine...
Look at the price of gasoline.
It's going to cripple our economy. It's messing with the stock market. It's tanking crypto. The gas prices are going to go up. People are saying it's going to be $6 or $6.50 a gallon in California. Well, no, I mean, in California, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You give it another dollar, gas prices will be up a dollar around the country. It's pretty crippling, and it matters. And forget the loss of life, and you know, it does matter. Everything's connected.
All right, so that's I think a good overview of what's going on from our point of view. We'll get some listener input because we have asked some questions. You have a chance, if you want, and you're listening to this program live right now, you can go to DJV. You can go to all of our social media at DJV Show and tell us whether we're at the doorstep. I don't even like to phrase the question, are we at the doorstep of World War III? Because World War III we can't, if it really is, we've been thinking for a while that we're at war anyway with China and Russia because of the use of technology. And so is that what saves the day or ruins the day? That's the question, and we'll get some answers to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with Wellvine Chardonnay Mark. from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for the last full week of February. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. It's time for Jay to go through some of the responses, including the question that I just posed. We've been actually posing it on our social media all week. That is whether or not this is the doorstep, the opening gate. I don't even really want to hold the thought, and I'm not sure I even want to say maybe another war. I mean, instead of saying World War III. So what do you get back from some of our listeners, Jay, when it comes to that?
Well, for the most part, a lot of people do think that this is the beginning of something bigger. Stacey Aray actually pointed out, too, is this the door opening for China to invade Taiwan? Is that what happens next? Is it a lot of it has been, is it not a matter of if, but a matter of when? Kind of what we were saying with Russia invading Ukraine, not a matter of if, a matter of when. Don Berg says whether or not we're at the doorstep of World War III, it would depend on how... What did you call him, Doug? Putin the punk?
Pukin. Yeah, the Putin the punk. I like that.
Putin the punk.
Pukin Putin the punk. Good alliteration.
Yeah, it would depend if he sees the response, what he sees in the response to move into Ukraine, and he might want more. It might not end with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Jay Stevens says a world war does not start due to a single event. It's a domino effect, which is a really good point. But what China and North Korea decide, it's going to determine whether or not there is another world war.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. We were talking earlier about the life cycle of one's chart. and the astrological, the realities, because I believe, and so do a lot of other people, that you can tell a lot about a person if you know the information that gives you their moon sign, their sun sign, and their rising sign. And we at least know that Putin is a Libra with Gemini moon in his chart. And so what does that tell you? Libras are not easily, they're not easily defined. Geminis, however, are. Sometimes the moon is more important than the sun, and they're easily bored. They don't have any tolerance or patience for a lot of things, and they can do things. They are pretty disruptive, actually. As a matter of fact, Trump is a Gemini. I think his sun sign is Gemini, isn't it, if I'm not mistaken?
I thought he had, like, a double Gemini.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of Gemini.
He's got all the Geminis.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, what else? Let's see. Larry says, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Larry Fuss also believes that this could be the beginning of World War III, saying the commies sense weakness on our part, and they are going to take advantage of it.
All right, and who else? What else?
Jason Thomas also made a really good point. Putin has made it clear his goal, as he has said many times in speeches, is to take back and reestablish the Soviet Union. Considering some of these countries are now part of NATO, this could very well turn into World War III.
So, is Putin really strong, or is he just an opportunist? And might he be, if you put him in a corner like a rat, he'll run away? That's the other thing. Sometimes Geminis are like that to a point. They don't, you know, they'll throw rocks at you, but then they won't stay to fight.
What?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, I don't know if you have seen this on Twitter or not, but Ukraine's official Twitter handle had tweeted out this graphic of an image of a cartoon of Hitler kind of cradling Putin's face. And then there was really no context to it, just that. And then in the next tweet, they had said, this is not a meme, but our and your reality right now.
Well, there's a lot of weird thinking going on, as well as weird stuff. But the astrological input is that this doesn't last. So let's see if that's right. 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So it's great business time for Calendar, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
the You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A majority of voters believe the Russian invasion of Ukraine would not have been a thing if former President Donald Trump were still in office. A new Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll showing 62% of those surveyed think Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if it were Trump instead of Biden in office. Over 85% of Republicans believe he would not have invaded, a sharp contrast from Democrats, with under 40% thinking things would be different. Russia's space agency is warning the United States that sanctions could destroy the corporation on board the International Space Station. An official with Russia's space agency tweeting after the United States announced sanctions against Russia and its leader as they invade Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is nominating Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Justice Breyer on the Supreme Court. Senate Judiciary Committee Republican Chair Chuck Grassley, appearing on Fox News, explains why he's troubled by the nominee.
She's the favorite candidate of these left-wing dark money groups that are also advocating packing of the Supreme Court, those sorts of things bother us very much.
In reaction to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, NATO has activated their response force to defend other countries in Eastern Europe. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says this is a defensive measure.
This is about reassuring allies and sending a strong message to Mr. Putin that we take our Article 5 commitment seriously.
The alliance's Article 5 commitment means an attack against one NATO country is considered an attack against all of them. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we continue our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, the companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with members of the DJV program that air with me every week, a discussion of lots of things going on in the world, including things like the stories in the chart list this week from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. Jennifer Horn is here, also does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, and Jay Kirshner, who's, among other things, in charge of our social media and what's going on in the world of trending stories. I think it's hard to get away from, because all of the top three items, I think, are related, although some people would say it's a stretch to connect number three, the COVID situation. But as I said a few minutes ago, I think that this, the disruption of the economies of the world, the disruption of people's lives around the world, started this off, as far as I'm concerned, given the allegiance that Russia has to China and perhaps vice versa. We have created this situation, not only us here in our country, but all around the world, people who run these big corporations. And believe me, as a capitalist, I don't like to be pointing this out, but what happens with unbridled capitalism and greed is exactly what we have. We're eating our own mess. That is not just Americans and not just American companies, but all around the world people have China made it easier. China is like a flame that a butterfly runs into at night. That's what the Chinese were a lot smarter than everybody else. People didn't look ahead. As corporations don't look much more than 6 or 8, 10 months ahead at their bottom line. If they're doing well, then the CEO is doing his job and providing money for the stockholders. That's great, in a manner of speaking. But not being able to figure out all of this, or being too asleep, or whatever it is, to realize that they have eaten our lunch. Not only the Americans, but pretty much the round up of whatever countries are consumer countries, and that's pretty much everybody. Certainly most of North America and Europe and South America as well, things made in China prevail. Not just all, there's a lot of them, they prevail. And we still have companies, as a matter of fact, the Chinese, and I think this is part of the whole, this is the whole situation here, that the economies of a lot of the survival of a lot of companies, the way they've now created this hole for themselves, it depends on their favor being favored by Xi and the people in China, or the government of China. I don't know about the people of China, but the people of China have had good jobs and gotten paid a lot more than they ever did before because they suckered us in, and now they're more in charge than I want to be comfortable admitting, frankly. So, you know, we're looking, number two story this week is the economy. And I was looking at what the Bank of Japan is doing. They said that they are going to scrutinize factors behind the situation, the price trends. You know, not a lot of people talk about Japan. It used to be a powerhouse economy because we set them up after the wars. You know, after World War One, we pretty much set up every country that was involved except Germany, thus sowing the seeds for World War Two. And because we were punishing them, we were smart enough not to do that after World War Two. The Japanese economy was restored by us in the West, and so was Germany's in the main. But, you know, under the circumstances, look at the other things that we've done since then. Going into North Korea, what we did was rebuild South Korea. Look how thriving they are now. And then we rebuilt Vietnam, a very staunch ally. But how powerful are they? But, you know, we made their country much better. And then when you look at the Middle East and the mess that we made there, I don't know. I'm not sure that there's a recovery yet in either Iraq or Afghanistan. But we certainly destabilized the region, and you know, there were people who it was good for the military-industrial complex, that's for sure. And you wonder about how the prices for various things that are related to the military, how much, you know, they're going to be really beefing up now because they're preparing for war. So there's a lot of money being spent here, and we've created this situation. That's my observation, anyway. Economically, around the world, we've all said the same thing. Okay, and I don't want to sound like a jerk and say, well, how long have you heard me? I've been resisting some of the stuff, like my cell phone. I guess my cell phone is made in China because you can't find any that aren't made in China. Although, yeah, there are some, aren't there? Samsung's made in Korea, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
So, but the economic impact of this, then it's interesting to note that Sean Penn, who is an American actor, is actually still in Ukraine. He's working on a documentary about the Russians and the assault. So is this, knowing what a nutbird he is, one wonders which side of the coin is going to get flipped. What story is going to be told? Is it like an anti-American piece? Because he's certainly capable of that, given what he's said over the years about, you know, he's benefited from all of the things in America that make it easy for somebody like him to make a lot of money in the movie business. But, you know, okay, or maybe he's taking no position at all. Maybe he's just going to tell the story. That would be good if that's the case. So who knows what he's doing. I think he's got a lot of balsam to stick around over there because, you know, Americans, haven't all the Americans been told long since to get out of there? Mm-hmm. Are there Americans that still live in the Ukraine, or are they out of there?
There's still some that are there, but, yeah, they were told to leave last week.
But a lot of people are, you know, especially in the major city in Kyiv, you know, they just, they have elderly people, they can't leave them behind, they have, you know, young kids or whatever, and a lot of people are staying and sheltering in place. So Sean Penn is in Kyiv, and he's been filming this documentary, or working on it at least, since last October. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it, how it ends up looking.
Number three, the truckers' convoy. I still don't understand. Maybe you'll help me a little bit with this, ladies. What the point really was of truckers plugging up all the roads? Supposedly,
they were trying to protest the mask mandates. Or, excuse me, not mask mandates, vaccine mandates in Canada.
Okay, but they're truckers. They're in the truck by themselves. So what
why have a vaccine mandate? That's the point.
Yeah.
And they were not allowed to cross over state lines. And so they said, you're preventing us from doing our job. You're forcing us into something we don't want. And so they took a stand, and they took a stand for a long time.
Well, maybe when you look at it that way, it does sort of it certainly affects the truckers and delivery of goods and the things.
Yeah, it did. And, you know, they were saying it was
a nuisance.
Because they had a bunch of truckers, you know, making noise and stuff. But there was an effort by Justin Trudeau to call these guys Nazis and racists. And every bit of footage, I think, that I've seen, there were only like two or three arrests made. Most of these people were out there, in some cases, feeding the homeless in certain areas of Ottawa that they were in. And I think what's the greater part of the conversation is that Justin Trudeau took emergency powers to debank them, basically pull these truckers off from all of their financial connections. They arrested them. They shut them down. They used the police kind of as an army force to get rid of them. And I think that is kind of disturbing because how long till that happens in our country? We've got my governor, Gavin Newsom, who will not give up emergency authority, even though the pandemic is in his mind. And he's already said it. We're in an endemic stage. So why does he need to still hold on to emergency powers? And are our governments willing to push for it? Everybody thinks, well, it won't happen in this country, but you look at people like Mike Lindell, and I know he can be a controversial figure and he says things that people don't like, but his bank cut ties with him because they didn't like who he was. I mean, do we want to have the place where we used to strive for equality and equity, where now we're saying we're only going to give cell phone service to certain people or people of certain political persuasion so that certain groups can't communicate with one another? I mean, imagine if that had happened in our country when you had all of the BLM protesters in Seattle for 6 weeks. They took over an entire city block and a police precinct, and they were given the chance, they were given the space, even though people were dying in that area, to protest. And nobody deplatformed them. Nobody took away their banking. So I feel like we've got some real issues about how we might handle these things in our country moving forward.
Yeah, I think that's true enough. The next item here, number four, is the January 6th situation. I don't think there's much.
Again?
Yeah, exactly. And then the elections, that's something I don't want to spend time. I would like to talk about number six, the nomination process for the next person to be on the Supreme Court. What filtered to the surface this week? I'm sure you were on top of that.
Well,
go ahead. His choice has been made, but not announced as of the time, as of us recording this right now, because this is probably going to be out in the next day or so. And so
will it get lost because of all the focus on
Ukraine? That's what I think. I feel like this week it's been really lost because of what's going on. But I know he had a bunch of meetings. They were talking about the fact that he had met with the candidates and stuff. It's just, you know, everything gets lost when you've got a country being invaded.
Well, number seven is a focus on race relations. I feel like, and this isn't a criticism, because I think sometimes it's overdone, or, you know, why do we have Black History Month just in February? Why don't we have it all the time? And why aren't we doing a better job teaching history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, about all Americans? And but at any rate, the business about race relations, I think, and February being Black History Month has been lost. Those opportunities were all of the oxygen in the room has been taken out by the discussion of Russia and Ukraine.
Well, I mean, impending potential war like that, I mean, that's
I'm just saying, I think that's the reality of it, where whatever went on or has gone on. And then, you know, you go down through all of the other items that are here, our relationship with China. I think we've done I think we've talked about that. Now it's time, during the course of the program, sometimes we lose sight of the actual lists, so I like to do this during the course of the program a couple of times so you know what the lists actually are. On the people side of things, Talker says that the president of China, Mr. Xi, is number 10. Mark Zuckerberg is 9. A bunch of people involved in the Georgia hate crimes. I'm not even going to bring their names up because they don't deserve the attention. Number 8, Leandra Kruger is number 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Ivanka Trump and Rudy Giuliani are tied at 5. Joseph Latipo is 4. Donald Trump is 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2. He's the bad guy. Joe Biden, number 1. Not the bad guy, but, you know, it depends on who you're listening to, I guess, as far as the talk radio. It's Biden's fault that Putin's doing it. All right, anyway, that's our people list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Actually, the winter weather that is an effect, I'll talk a little about my experience on an airplane after this. So it's great business time for Calitron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
This report sponsored by IBM. The IBM Sustainability Accelerator is a global pro bono social impact program focused on helping populations vulnerable to environmental threats. How? By using technology such as hybrid cloud computing and artificial intelligence to enhance and scale nonprofits selected through an annual open call. The 2022 request for proposals will focus on clean energy, and selected projects will gain support from a 2-year program. In phase 1, they'll design a technical roadmap to solve specific environmental challenges, and phase 2 will bring further support from IBM technologies and partner credits to develop and deploy solutions. Justina Nixon Santil, IBM Global Head, Corporate Social Responsibility.
With this program, we are tackling global issues by pairing experts with technology for the purpose of improving the lives of populations most affected by environmental threats to make lasting, scalable impact. I encourage all nonprofits to apply today and join us in this sustainability journey.
To submit a proposal, visit IBM.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the story list, according to Talkers Magazine this week, we'll go from number 10 to number 1 like we usually do. The story of the weather, the snowstorm, what's happening across the country, warm weather, cold weather, that's in our discussion focus. Number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the social media world and opining and thought processes and, you know, all of the stuff that not only on talk radio, social media, podcasts, that sort of thing. Crime and violence, number 7. The nomination process for the Supreme Court, number 6. Looking forward to the elections of this year and later, number 5. January 6th and all of that huzzarai, number 4. COVID is 3. The economy is 2. And the Russian invasion of Ukraine, as you might expect, has occupied lots of time and space in people's minds and in the conversation. So that's the story list from Talkers Magazine. I was like looking at the people list that's part of the overview. There are 10 stories from Talkers for the week, and there are 10 people. And I'm looking at this list, and normally I know everybody who's on the list, but I don't know who Joseph Latipo is. Is that how you pronounce his name, number 4? Trump is 3, Putin is 2, and Biden's 1. Who's Joseph Latipo, L-A-D-A-P-O? probably shouldn't admit that I don't know who that is, but sounds like, because there's crickets, nobody else knows who that guy is.
I feel like the name is familiar, but I'm not sure what. Oh, is he that Florida Surgeon General? Yeah. I think, I don't know what he's up to this week, but he had made some headlines a couple weeks ago. But yeah, I'm not, he was, I think, sort of an anti-vaxxer. There was something controversial about what he was saying.
I just did a quick Google. I guess he's been questioning CDC guidelines, which joined the party.
Yeah,
I have too.
Yeah,
I think he went a little farther than that.
Yeah, he's saying something. to throw out listening to CDC guidelines is what he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's easy to say that now that things are pretty much over.
Yeah.
So, but it is, you know, you get on the airplane, the airplane ride across the country last night to get me to Los Angeles. It was a little bumpy because there's a storm moving across the country, and people are, the whole discussion of climate change, even somebody on the plane was talking about, wow, it was 70 degrees in Boston 2 days ago, and now it's 20, and it's snowing. So is that climate change? Is that a result of climate change? You can point in that direction, I suppose. I don't know that it's directly related, but there are
intense swings in temperatures like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I tell you, I like the intense. I was around in a short sleeve shirt. It's nice. A little early for it, however, though, at least in New England. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Akiva, and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It is now time for the top five tech stories of the week. Starting with number five, the pandemic has obviously accelerated the usage of QR codes, taking them from, you know, they were kind of obscure before the pandemic, and now they became just sort of ubiquitous. They're in every restaurant. They're in businesses. They prominently featured a floating QR code at the last Sunday Super Bowl commercial marathon, and that was basically a floating QR code sending users to the website of Coinbase. 76 million Americans scanned a QR code in 2021. That is up 44% from 2 years before that, and that's expected to hit 100 million by 2025. Now, here's where the warning comes in. If you are still in a place where, you know, they don't hand you menus, or they're still asking you, any business is asking you to scan the QR code for whatever reason, make sure that there is not a sticker placed on top of the original code, because the FBI is warning there's so much fraud going on with QR codes that are taking people to dark websites, and they are stealing people's information, identity theft, financial information, things like that. And plus, you can get, you know, malicious sites have malware, all kinds of stuff that you don't want. So that is the official warning this week. Once again, reminding everybody, just make sure before you scan a QR code that you know it is a legitimate website. Check the link before you click on it and make sure everything looks real.
This is like the new checking your email address of who something's from before clicking anything.
Exactly. You have to make sure you know exactly what you're clicking on. Number four this week, Uber has been in the news this week because of something that riders have been asking for a really long time. You know what your rating is as a rider of Uber, but you don't ever get a breakdown. Now, Uber is actually giving you that information to see which drivers and how many drivers left you a one-star rating. And so, basically, Uber is letting people know, you know, we want everyone to behave better. Apparently New York City is the worst behaved customers. Not that surprising. And all of Texas, apparently the best behaved riders. So they said you can now see of your most recent 500 trips on the platform. They want to incentivize good behavior. Now, to keep your ratings high, Uber advises riders to clean up after themselves, buckle their seatbelts, be on time, be respectful, and don't slam the door. You would think those are all pretty simple things, but apparently that's what gives people a lot of one-star ratings. And so number three, Google is in the news this week. The Google Nest doorbell has been draining its battery faster than normal, or it's been stopping completely. And everyone has been up in arms about this. They've been calling the company. They're trying to figure out why it is. And it turns out Google Nest cams don't like cold weather, and it cannot maintain its charge at temperatures below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So there is now an update that they ran. Then they say that it might help with it. Even if your doorbell is hardwired to your house, those units are still experiencing a battery drain. And so they say the best thing you can do is if you live in a really cold climate and you don't want your battery to be draining, and obviously, you know, if you're asleep in the middle of the night, you don't want your camera to go out if it's a security measure. And so they said the best thing to do is when you charge your Google Nest doorbell, then bring them inside to charge them. Now, on the other side, they say, don't worry when we get to the warmer weather, because they can stay charged into over 100 degrees, 104 degrees Fahrenheit, and you will not encounter any issues with your battery draining. So
I would have thought that it would be opposite, that the heat would be draining it.
Yeah, you would think so, but, you know, if you think about, like, metal contracts when it's cold, and so it's sort of like all the components in the battery, it makes sense that it just wouldn't be fired up the same way. Number two this week, AT&T was in the news, and they announced this week that they have ended their 3G service. Multiple older smartphones, countless other devices are no longer working this week. Now, the added features that everyone is accustomed to using on smartphones means that you have to have a new network and a faster network to support all of that. So AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile have shut down all of their 3G, and they're making room for 5G. Now, if you own a 3G phone that doesn't support, that needs to be updated, you might actually get away with just doing an update, but definitely contact your internet service provider and your cell provider and see what your options may be. And then the number one story this week in tech, the IRS, of course, it's tax time coming up soon, and the IRS has abandoned the facial recognition software that became very controversial. And so in the future, they will be replacing that with login.gov for anyone who goes onto the IRS.gov site to file their taxes. But for this year, you'll have to do an in-person video interview to clearly identify who you are. That's going to be in replace of the recognition software. So it's a little bit better. All right, that's the top five tech stories of the week. It is 58 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of...
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.